Bradford Today welcomes letters to the editor at natasha@bradfordtoday.ca. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following is a letter from resident Tina Martins Morrison about BWG election candidate Jennifer Harsin. When women and girls rise, their communities and their countries rise with them. Michelle Obama. October is Women's History Month, and here we are in Bradford, West Gwillimbury, with a tremendous opportunity in front of us to ensure that after 12 years with a town council that includes zero female representation doesn't continue for another 4 years. When Jennifer Harsin, a candidate in Ward 6 in Bradford, does a deputation or address at council, there have been quite a few. She always begins by saying, "Good evening, gentlemen," with a big smile. I believe it's her way of pointing out that here she is, one woman, sitting across from a table of suits and having her say anyway. I have worked closely with Jennifer Harsin, and I know she will be the voice that brings council out of the 1950s and into at least this decade. Jennifer became Bradford Board of Trade president after me, so I know how she has advocated for local businesses through the toughest times of COVID and how she continues to support them now through recovery. Of course, she does. She owns a successful small business herself, as do I, and she knows what it's like to be raising kids while keeping up with clients and making a profit to support her family. Jennifer is also the chair of the BWG Public Library Board, and what strides have been made under her leadership. She led the board through an organization-wide equity and anti-racism audit, all while advocating for change like removing late fines and program fees. She makes it her mission to ensure that barriers are removed, barriers that may prevent minorities, low-income families, or any others from accessing library services, which she is absolutely passionate about. Jennifer is a woman who volunteers, and she works hard. She lifts up other women by advocating and mentoring, actually spending the time to do all she can to help them succeed. It's not just one of these things that will make her a strong counselor. It's all of them. And it's long past time. Tina Martins Morrison, past president, Bradford Board of Trade, Accessibility Action Committee, BWG Entrepreneur and Mom.